obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our suitor.
You are about to be so blessed by the words coming to you from the man of God, Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu.
You know, one time, there was this girl who came to me with lashes all over her body. And this girl says that when she sleeps, she is beaten because she doesn't want to do again. She had come to see Jesus and she doesn't want to do again. You know what I mean by she wouldn't do again. And you see, the marks were all over her body. That lady was called Priscilla. The mark was all over her body. So way back in senior high school, so then they brought her to me. So initially I thought she was lying. And then she opened the back. I said, but you are born again. I said, yeah, but they came to beat me. I said, it's not true. They didn't beat you. It's your mind that beat you. It's not true. I said, but man of God, they beat me. I said, listen. The Bible says that, I spoke to him from Ephesians 1. The Bible says that, and to know what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what who believe. The power of Christ is exceedingly great. Do you understand that grammar? See, I like to think a lot when I read stuff like that. The exceeding greatness. Look at that. And what? Go to verse 18. Verse 18. Look at the prayer of Paul. He says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. So the whole Christian thing has to do about knowledge. Praise the name of the Lord. The whole Christian thing has to be knowledge. You don't have knowledge, you suffer for nothing. So he says that. So Paul says that after I came, I think we should go to 15, right? So that we all understand what we're talking about. Right. Yeah. So verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord. So when I heard that you were born again, when I heard that you have believed in Jesus, all right? And I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Next verse. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. I have a message I'll preach on. The Father of glory. Next year. Hallelujah. The Father of glory. May give unto you. So I pray that God gives unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The word is apocalypse. To open. Hey, did I say apocalypse? Hallelujah. So the whole thing should be opened. All right. The thing should be revealed to you. All right. Next verse. In the knowledge of him. Now go back. Let me show you something. So give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Do you understand? So wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Do you understand? So your knowledge of Christ, inside your knowledge of Christ is the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You know, there are a lot of people who know more about, you know, how do you call it, demons, and they know more about all kinds of things. No. If you're a Christian, you have to know him. And in the knowledge of Christ is revelation. Come on, are we together? Yes, come on, are we together? Yes, yeah. So the more you know him, the more there's a revelation in the knowledge of Christ. Praise God. So let's take, for instance, the Bible says in Colossians that in him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In Christ are hid all the treasures, the wealth of wisdom and knowledge. And you understand this, then it means that you will not, there are things you will not say. Praise the name of the Lord.
I don't know how this world is going to be. I don't know. As we are all here, we all die one day. And no, the thing is that you are not a fool. You don't have revelation. So that's why your prayers and your conversations don't match. Hallelujah. But if you know him and you have a revelation in him, revelation forms your mindset. Hallelujah. It'll form your mindset. So there are things that there's something that Godina will do that maybe Gifty will not do. Hallelujah. Think about it. When you hear people rant on social media and they are kicking against, and pastors are chopping your money and the church is chopping your money, why is that people don't stop giving? Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, they're chopping your money. When you go to church, they chop your money. So people think that when people come to church, we just say, hey, hands up, bring all your money and go home. Hallelujah. There is something that they know that you don't know. So there's a reason why we do what we do and you don't understand. The reason you don't understand is that there's a revelation we have come to see or know that you are not aware of. Hallelujah. Come on, praise the name of the Lord. That's how we do things some way. Listen, on a normal level, you are fooling. What does it mean? But there is a revelation we know in the knowledge of him that we know he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. You are able to project the wisdom of the Spirit. How? We can't tell you. But if you study and that revelation hits your life, I'm telling you, you're going to speak in tongues like a machine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he says that the revelation in the knowledge of him. Next verse. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The word enlightened means being open. So the light of your understanding being enlightened. Next verse. That you may know what is the hope of his calling. Meaning that there is a purpose to being a Christian. So Christianity is not just come and let's go to church. Hallelujah. There is a hope. That word means there's a confident expectation. That's the word hope. Hallelujah. The hope to his calling. So Jesus called us. He came to die for a reason. And Paul says, my prayer is that you will know the reason why Jesus came to die. So I said, why did Jesus come? So he came to die. When you go for evangelism, it's so funny. You know, and all of that. But listen, there's a purpose, a prime purpose why he came to the earth. And Paul says that it is my prayer that you will know. Hallelujah. Look at that. So your eyes, that you know that what is the hope of his calling. And what the, oh glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh my God. And what the riches of the glory. This scripture, I meditated on this scripture for like 2 years. Still, there's still things inside. Look at that. He says that, what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? Hallelujah. Come on, I don't want to deviate from what I came to do. Listen, what's the riches? What is riches? So it means that the glory is rich. So the glory of the inheritance is rich. Now, simply put, God has called us onto an inheritance. Inheritance now, Papa, na freya basuno. Eye rich in glory. You know who a Christian is. So the team yemuno and adiene weyemuno, because he says it is in the saints. It's in the saints. So as I'm here in me, it's a gloriously rich inheritance. Oh hallelujah! I'm not a shameful thing. There's no form of shame in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In me is a glorious inheritance that is rich in glory. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. I don't bring shame. No, I don't bring shame. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days, not some of the days, all the days of my life, See, it depends on the level that you can see. Hallelujah. No. Listen, in a place, when you go to a place, there are some people living on the mountain. Some are below the mountain. I live on top of the mountain. That's where I live. I live on top of, and in my realm, ain't no devil. Glory to God. Maya Kavahatai. Do you know what rests in me? Hey, hallelujah. Rich inheritance, glorious inheritance. Hey, Mashafataya. See, you may be coming from a family of shrines. The day you believed in Jesus, something came to sit on your inside. Hallelujah. Come on, shout it, I'm heavy. Shout it, I'm heavy. I'm heavy. Glory, I'm heavy. Go to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout it, I'm big. Hey, shout it, I'm big. I am big. I am big. Yeah, glory to God. Now look at that. 25, quickly. 25. Colossians 1, 25. Hallelujah. So Paul says, this is what I'm praying for. I want you to know that there's something in you. I want you to know you are not just a human being full of flesh and blood. There's something in you. There's an inheritance that is gloriously rich in you. Hallelujah. Hey, Mandala Kabaya. Sakatala Basaya. Kobala Basavaha. Hallelujah. Colossians. Put Colossians there. Colossians 1. Hallelujah. We'll come back to Ephesians, then we'll start the whole thing. Hallelujah. Now read it. If you're there, 125. Colossians 125. I don't know what. He said, whereof I made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. This one is for ministers. I want to preach that to ministers. Even the, look at that. Sit down. We are all hot. Just sit down. He says, what I am called to preach. He says, it is the mystery which, oh glory to God, which had been hid from ages and from generations. So Paul is saying that I am teaching you, I'm preaching to you something that was covered in Genesis, something that was covered in Exodus, something that was covered. It's been covered throughout. In the prophets, it's covered. You see the prophet doing whatever. You see all of the creations in Genesis. There is a thing that God wants to reveal. But he starts from there. There's something. So that mystery has been hidden from ages and from generations. Hallelujah. Say, but now. Now some of you didn't come to church, huh? He says, but now. But now that mystery has been made manifest. It has been opened. Hallelujah. Now somebody says, are all these things in the Bible? It's right there. Look at that. He says, but now it's made manifest to his saints, his holy ones. Saints are not those who are dead and, you know, Saint Thomas, Saint whoever. Saint simply means somebody who is born again. I'm a saint. Yeah, I don't die before you come and do sculpture and call me saint. I'm a saint. That's what the Bible said. Glory to God. Glory. Look at someone say, I'm a saint. Who is a saint? Saint simply means a holy one. Who is a holy one? Anyone that the Spirit of God dwells in him. Right. Hallelujah. Yeah, the Bible says, know ye not that you are the temple of God? I'm the temple of God. And then it says, his Spirit dwells in you. His spirit is not about to come. The Spirit dwells in me. I'm a moving temple of God. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Spirit is not about to come. Glory to God. No. The Spirit is, he lives in me. Come on. He lives in me. The Holy Ghost lives in me. Hey, glory to God. Now, so he says, it's made manifest to his saints. Next verse, 27. He says, to whom? So to the saint, right? To the saint, to whom? God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery. These are things when you read, you scream. Yeah. Yeah, you scream glory. I think you scream. Look at that. He says that God's whole idea is that he's been wanting to reveal a mystery. He couldn't reveal it in Genesis. He couldn't reveal it in the prophets. He couldn't reveal it in the Psalms. We read the scriptures in there. All these guys just wrote these things and they didn't understand. Why is God saying all these things? All right? And so it was a mystery. Mystery simply means something that is not that is not obvious to the uninitiated. Hallelujah. And then he says, but to the saints, to you and I, God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. He says that mystery is Christ in you. So Christ in you is not a greeting. Christ in you. Christ in you. So it's not a greeting. He says all that God wants to reveal is that Christ. Glory to God. So Christ in you, the confident expectation of glory. That's the word hope. The confident expectation. You know, so it means that if, can I get somebody? Cooks, come. So this is Kukua, who has been a witch for 45 years. She's a witch, in fact. Her witchness is beyond witch. Like, she's a witch. She's destroyed many lives. She has wrecked many lives. All that she's known for is destruction. And then Kukua is moving through the city one day and he met who? I need an evangelist right now. Yeah. He met this slim evangelist. And then he goes like, do you know Jesus? I want to talk to you about Jesus. And he's preaching and she's preaching and she's preaching. And we don't know what happened. Kukua says, I will believe. And then he goes like, all right, say these words after me. Dear Lord Jesus, dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today, I confess that you are Lord. I confess you are Lord. You came to die. You came to die. On the third day, you rose from the dead. You rose from the dead. Thank you. I'm born again. I'm born again. The Spirit is me. The Spirit is me. And then say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my sister who has believed in you now, that you reveal yourself to her in the name of Jesus. Then you go, welcome to the family of God. That thing they do, is it touches me so much. After they are done, then they'll say, welcome to the family of God. It's so powerful. Welcome to the family of God. This girl just goes. The witchcraft was given to her by her grandfather. And that witchcraft is a family property. It has been there for about 27,000 years. And all those things have been there. But now she's born again. She goes to the house. That instant that she got born again, the Bible said that you can expect glory from her. Oh my God, you don't understand. Now let me make it very practical. Paul is moving about killing everybody that calls on the name of Jesus. He's when he was telling Felix and Agrippa, he was saying some of the atrocious things he did. So one time he said in Timothy, he says, when we are talking about sinners, of all sinners, it doesn't matter the sin in the world, I am the chief. Paul looks at him and said, nobody could sin more than me. Hey, glory to God. Then on his way to Damascus, Jesus shows himself and says, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Yeah, why persecutest thou me? It is hard to kick against the pricks. And then Saul goes like, who are you, Lord? He says, I am Jesus. Whom you persecutest. Hallelujah. Now think about it. You touch anybody who belongs to the church, you touch Jesus. Because Paul never met Jesus. He said, you're persecuting me. And the guy was on the floor. I was telling one guy who said, there's no Jesus. If Jesus is there, I said, hey, it is by his mercy that you don't see him. No matter your unbelief, if you see Jesus, you will bow. Glory to God.
Glory.
So he goes blind because the glory was too much. And then, you know, they take him somewhere and Jesus tells Ananias, Anna, You say, yes, sir. Yes, Lord. He said, all right. So go here and go there. And there's somebody there who is praying. He's called Saul. And Ananias goes like, Jesus. I think it's been a little long you left the earth. You actually don't know the guy you are talking about. You don't know. I have heard of many. That means that the guy's story was all over. You see Saul coming, you have to run. I have heard of many. How he has persecuted your church. And he's killing many. And he has run. He's looking for people in Damascus. I don't know if that is that Saul you are talking about. Can you imagine? And Jesus says, I know. But look at Jesus. Jesus says, he is a chosen vessel. Hey. Hey. Glory to God. See, that is why I am not in the business of condemning anybody. We are showing near bra church. We are before bra. We are then beum. Bra. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. He says he's a chosen vessel. And I'm going to use him for my own purpose. Then Ananias goes, go lay hands on him to receive his sight. Ananias goes, and then he added up, he fills him with the Holy Ghost. Paul blasting tongues, rolls on the ground, and all of that and everything. You know, scattered the whole place, a beautiful thing. Scattered the whole place and all of that. And then he said, brother Saul, you are good now. I don't know what the Lord wants to do with you, but Jesus told me that you are a chosen vessel. I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, the day Saul went into the church, the people were afraid. Yeah, that's how deadly the guy was. Everybody wanted to challenge. You know what? Opi ude mumie don unto answer. Yes, so I am born again, but chale. Mumie don unto. Because eje ka. And this brother started preaching. Started preaching. And some sect of the church were not. See, they were so hurt. See, sometimes Jesus can embarrass you. You know how? When somebody has done something and you think, Jesus, kill him for me. Just, Lord, I need to kill this person. Eradi your boy and semua, baby or shebi eradi kuno. And God, oh boss, I'm paying eradi pepe and Nadia. Go preach it and I'm fine. Now me mau ede mi di omwetiya me kumobiya. You will be shocked that the same person you hated, God can even place an anointing on him that you don't even match. That's why I say hating people is a waste of time. Being bitter is a waste of time. We'll all be happy. You cannot make me sad. No. You can't make me sad. Then you go and God will love you. I will love God too. Praise the name of the Lord. And this man is moving about. One day in Acts chapter 13. The Bible says when the church met together and they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me Saul and Barnabas for the work which I have called them. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The moment Christ comes to dwell in a man, the only thing that can be expected from that man is glory. It doesn't matter how broken he was. It doesn't matter how destroyed he was. It doesn't matter how dilapidated he was. It does not matter. He may have been a robber. He may have been a witch. He may have been a homosexual. Whatever it was, the moment Christ comes to live in that man, one thing alone can be expected. Hallelujah. Say, I don't bring shame. I'm a child of glory. Come on, I don't bring shame. I'm a child of glory. 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 Maybe you hear, you condemn yourself so much. You condemn yourself of something that has happened 3 years ago, 4 years ago, last year, last month, yesterday. You just don't understand why you keep repeating yourself in that mess. I came with a word from the Lord that Christ is in you. I said, Christ is in you. You cannot be chained by any form of addiction. Christ is in you. I said, Christ is in you. Kabalaba Saba. Let me tell you what, you can walk out of any shackles
I'm telling you, I said you can walk, and you can kabataya. I feel like I'm ministering to somebody. You can walk out. You don't need to take that as your identity. I said you can walk out. Christ has come to live in you. I said Christ has come to live in you. Who am I talking to? I said Christ has come to live in you. Kabaya sabahaya. Shout it, I believe. Come on, shout it, I believe. I believe. I believe. Glory to God.
Sit down for 2 seconds. Let's try and do what we have to do. Hallelujah. So you need to understand that. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. If anybody ever told you you were a child of shame, you said, no, I'm not a child of shame. Expect glory from me. Come on, the extra. Glory to God. In the next 2 years, we are going to see you, and it's a higher glory. In the next 3 years, we are going to see you, and it's a higher glory. Why? Because Christ is in you. Christ is in you. Christ is in you. I said, Christ is in you. He lives in me. I said, He lives in me. He orders my steps. Oh, glory. I'm bold. I'm bold. I'm bold. Glory to God.
So that's sit down for 2 seconds. Now, sit down. Sit down.
You're there. You are so fixated on how oblique the future looks. You know. It looks like it's getting worse and worse. No, no, no. It does not get worse with us. Kabbalah Kataya. Shavahaya. I'm going to tell you something. Even when we are buried, when we are buried and the tomb is sealed, you cannot be done with us. You keba kataya. Paletostaba. It cannot be done with us. Kobala Shavakataya. Kobala Gade. Shavakataya. Peledebo Shavakataya. Glory to God. See, let me tell you the family we belong to. You want to know the family we belong to? When we are dead, the Bible says they killed Jesus. And they went to the king and said, we need security at that place. Because that man, when he was on earth and he was alive, he said that if he dies, he will rise. So this time, we need security and we want the tomb to be sealed. It should be sealed. When you cover it, cement it. So that even if he gets up in the grave, he will still die. That's the kind of place we come from. There is no chain that is so strong like the tomb of Jesus. The whole place was locked. Now look at that. The Bible says the first day everywhere was quiet. Second day, everywhere was quiet. Sunday morning, the Bible says the first day of the week, my God, early in the morning, an angel came from heaven with the speed of light. I don't know who I'm talking to. You cannot be chained. I said you cannot be buried. You cannot be chained. Help me over there. You cannot be chained. It does not matter how you are seeing yourself right now. The life, and the family we belong to, we are not chained. We are not chained. No, we are not chained. There is no form of addiction that can take hold of your life and ruin your future. No, you are not chained. I really don't know who I'm talking to, but I know I'm speaking to someone. I'm speaking to someone. You are going to look in the face of the devil and tell the devil, I'm a Christian. I belong to Jesus. For us, we can never be chained. For us, we can never be chained. I said, for us, we can never be chained.
Listen.
Maybe the future looks so some way to you because of the happenings in your life. But I want to tell you again. I want to tell you from the word of God. There is no amount of chain that can chain you. I said there is no amount of chain. Yes, I know you have had the experience. Yes, I know you have really been through a lot.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know. But I'm coming to you with a contrary word. It's the word of the Lord Christ in you. Kebalabaya. The story has not ended. I said the story has not ended. Come on, lift up your voice and pray in tongues. Pray in the spirit. Come on, 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 pray in the spirit like you mean it. Pray in the spirit. Don't look at your neighbor. Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Kobalagadaya. Sakataya. Rebedelegada. Sabaleata. Remeno Sabahaya. Rako sete. Li paradia. Yebedebekaba. Savadiate. Lekaba sabaha. Yada da 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 bataya. Kubalaba sabaha. Come on, lift up your voice. Hey, 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 Kabalaba Sabaha, Kolabadabadabasa, Lekataya. I belong to a family. We don't drown. I belong to a family. You put us in the fire. We come back unharmed. I belong to a family. You put us in a lion's den, and lions will lose the ability. I don't know who I'm talking to. You will be in that problem, but you will not. You will not. You will not go down. I said you will not go down. You will not go down. You will not go down in the name of Jesus. You will not go down. I said you will not go down. You will not go down. You will not sell out your calling. You will not sell out your calling. You will not sell out your calling. Koba Saba Labarateya Sabahaya. Oh Rabasa Lakatea Ayada Dabasa La Paradia Eketelebeta Eyagadadaba and Telebegada Eyabadabadaba Sabala Sabala Eyadiete Akapaya Lakadia Eyadadeba Eyakabaya Sakataya. Come on, lift up your voice, somebody. Come on, pray like you mean it. Come on, pray like you mean it. Kabalabadabadabada. Hey, 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 come on, lift up your voice in the spirit. Christ in you, Christ in you, Christ in you, Christ in you, Christ in you. It will not get worse with you. I said Christ in you. You will not bow down your head in shame. Christ in you. Hey, Kadia Tevehe, Kosabahaya, Belegre Debe Sabaha, Eyadabe Debe Sabahaya, Kobala Zatetua, Eyabelego Zombalada, Savita, Eyabedetuata, Chilebegaba. Just keep following the Lord. Kabaya, keep having revelation in the knowledge of Him. Kobala Bahaya, Sakataya, Eyadabasaya, Lakabaya. Sabahaya. Oh Christ in you. Oh Christ in you. Oh Christ in you. Sabaliye. Eyebelebekaya. Saba. 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 Eyadadadabatiye. No sabahaya. Come on, lift up your voice. Paliyeteya. Eyakataya. Entelebeka. Eyadadabataya. Eyakapataya. Eyadadabesa. Ekabatiye. Eyegedebaya. Eyakataya. Lapasa. Eyandaba. Rabasaya Kadiate 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 Lakazua Eyendede Kabaliate Savade Gadabata. Oh, glory to God. I walk in glory. 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 Hey, ya, 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 kadabadabata, shavalagadabaha, hey, mandelego shavaha, hey, 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 glory to God. Savie Salake Talabaya. Oh, Mandalaba Shabahaya.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Christ in me. See, give somebody a high five. Say, Christ in you. It's only glory I see. Hey, glory to God. The matter is settled. I'm a child of glory. I'm a child of glory. No, how many of you believe the word of God? I'm a child of glory. See, the people, Satan has given them identities. He's giving them identities. And they thrive in that identity. But listen, you are a child of God. Don't accept whatever is not in the word of God. I am not weak. I am not small. I am not broken. That's why I tell you the ladies, don't let anybody tell you, women are naturally emotional beings. Men are very occupational. God forbid. I'm a child of God. Come on. The Bible says, because of Christ, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ. Not because I'm a woman. Not because I'm a man. No, I do things through Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, 1,000 times no. No, don't let no devil subject you to something you are not. Glory to God. I heal the nations. See, and that is not whether I'm a man or no. Glory to God. See, the Bible said there is neither male nor female. Yeah. I heal the nations. Glory to God. I know who I am. Come on, like a minute. Say, I know who I am. I know who I am. Glory to God. Yeah. Let nobody give you an identity that is not of the word of God. Hallelujah. No, you know, one time my senior brother told me something. He said, you know what? In our family, when you get to the age of 40, you will have serious attack. Either you get sick and die from that sickness, or if you have money, the money will vanish. So he started talking to me about it's for the men. So he started naming, and all the people were naming. I knew them, name, and even named my immediate uncle. Then he named himself, and it was when he was 40 that things started crashing down. So when he was done, now they me. Family spirit are even afraid of me. I'm telling you. No. And you know, it was genuine concern. All right. So it was a genuine concern. So you got to pray. No. See, and then I said that there is nothing that I have built that breaks down that I can't build again. And in fact, nothing that belongs to me can be touched. Because I'm telling you that it is what? Revelation in the knowledge of Him. So it can happen to a Christian who doesn't have the revelation in the knowledge of Him. So that's why a lot of Christians go through things and they share their experiences. And I was sleeping and something came to press my neck. And I was sleeping and something came to break me. And I was sleeping and something came to sit on me. You are a child of God, Christian. Till now, when you are sleeping, something come and sleep with you. Meanwhile, you have not proposed to anybody. Neither have you accepted any proposal, but from any spirit. You are dead. Glory to God. So listen, it is the revelation in the knowledge of Him. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. My family spirit, they know that they don't have any business with me. They know. Because see, there are places when you pass, you can easily be exposed. So they'll be like, Charlie.
far left, why? Right, the honye. The weather is no good. In the knowledge, the revelation of the knowledge of him. Now sit down, please sit down. You people, you are making the whole place scattered. No, I want to be a very organized pastor this morning. Praise God. Let's be cool this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. Christ in me. It's the hope of glory. Yeah. Don't that's why I don't like negative conversations around. No. I'm a Christian. I belong to a kind of family. Listen. No, the two of you should sit down. I'm the one who is preaching. It's like they want to behave like the other people who are preaching. I'm the one who is preaching. The Bible said, the Bible said, they go from strength to strength. All those who appear in Zion. Glory to God. Hey. Glory to God. And you see, that's like a verdict. A verdict that you can't appeal. The Bible says they go from strength to strength. Everyone. What are you talking about? Everyone that appears in Zion. So listen, they don't go from strength to strength because they pray a lot. Of course, praying a lot helps. But they go from strength to strength because they appear in Zion. Glory to God. See, hallelujah now. There is something that has been put in place in the economy of Zion. So there is a system put in place in Zion that anybody that comes to Zion, it is from strength to strength. Do you get what I'm talking about? You people still, you don't get it. So somebody was brought into Zion and the person is very weak emotionally. Somebody is brought into Zion and the person is weak spiritually. Somebody is brought into Zion. The person is weak when it comes to health. The Bible says it is from strength to strength. 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 It is from strength. Kababaya. Shabalaba kadabaya. From strength to strength. Hallelujah. Now look at that. See. He says, they go. I can teach on this for 6 hours. Right now, as we are here, they go. I mean that they go there. The word go, with the Hebrew connotation, it means to progress, to make movement, to make advancement. That is the word go. So they advance from strength to strength. So yesterday you saw me at a certain level of strength. I'm telling you, today it's no, I'm not a crying baby. No, I'm not a crying baby. It is from strength. Somebody give somebody a high five. I say from strength to strength. So if anybody comes to you and tell you, we are marching to Zion, one day we will get there, the person is robbing you of strength. We are not marching to Zion. He says, but you are come. The word come in the Greek means you have appeared. That's the word come. It means you have appeared in Zion. Hallelujah. See, he says that you are come onto Mount Zion. He didn't just say that. He says you are at the mountain of Zion. You are on top of life. You understand what I'm talking about? He says you have come onto Mountain Zion. Now look at that. Where you are, it is the city of the living God. First of all, it is not a village. Yeah, it's not a village, it's a city. See what I say? Praise the name of the Lord. Come on, are we together? It will yourself hallelujah. What does it? Because what about city? You understand what I'm talking about? Sorry, how about Tiatum? If it's a what about city? You understand what I'm talking about? Say city. Everybody say city. Yeah, it will be Tiatum. Yeah, you have come to the city. The city of the. Hey. Hold on. Sit down. Everybody sit down. Midimwe Tia, mean to me boom preachy. Sit down, everybody. Sit down. Sit down, everybody. Sit down, everybody. See, so let me take my time. So the Bible says, you have come onto Mount Zion, the city of the living God. A krona ye timuno. Ye ni o nyanko poneti ho. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, one time we were in a car and I asked somebody, hey, are you, where your seatbelt? I say, but you are in the car. Even if it's a assault, we'll survive. Can you imagine? Just because I'm in the car. We are with God in the city. Do you understand what I'm talking about? See, we say na nyanko pon semchire. We are in the city. How many of you ever read that any of the apostles ever went to preach anywhere and then they go spiritual attack? Hallelujah. Where did you get that thing from that makes you afraid of life? That you don't even want to adventure in anything. You don't want to advance in anything. Why is it that always you are crying, always you are moody? I say, unkwana de hiao. And here I would say, where is your house number? Come on. Why? Why? Chest out. Chin out. Hallelujah. Put your head above your shoulders and take some bold steps. You are in your manama sivate. You are in the city of the living God. Yeah. See, one time, sit down. You people, you like standing, sit down. We were to have Remo Glove and someone was supposed to come. And I called the person. So, will you come tomorrow? I think it was a Friday. Well, he said, oh, no, man of God, I cannot come. Why? Hey, at the workplace, I caught COVID. I said, wow. So, you have COVID right now? I said, yeah. You've tested positive? Yeah. I said, hey, COVID. Wow. That's amazing. Come here. You tomorrow come. I'll be at a healing meeting. So, come. Come with all your COVID. And that time, now the COVID, the fear. Yeah, it was COVID. That's the word. It was really COVID. And you know, this brother came with about God knows how many nose marks. He looked like he's from Al Shabaab. So I said, oh, come and give me a hug. So, no, man of God. Say, come on, remove those things from your mouth and come and give me a hug. What's wrong with you? You know.
So he came like that, and I said, into his nose. And one I said, on my shim. And he now what? The way I'm so panier pa. I say, Uncle Bob panier, me say, me. Me, Debbie. And yet, a drone a big woman read him name here. Panier, no. Panier, we are not, ya any say, no. We are not my any say. If you get this mindset, a lot of things that will not happen to you. You can't sleep alone. What's wrong with you? And somebody will come and catch me. Big man like you. Who is coming to catch you? And he and our team. So look at it. It says, we have come to the city of the living God. Not the city of God. This scripture, I can preach it like 3 days. Look at that. You have come to Zion. It's a different thing. Then he says, you have come unto the city of the living, not the city of God. I've told you some years back, when the Bible, especially in the epistles, when they attach things to God, the emphasis they want you to know is on the thing they have attached, not God. So on the in the city of the living God means that in that city, God is living. He is alive. His power is powerful. His glory is seen. He is not dormant in that city. So in Zion, he is the living God. Because you see, God is different things at different times. But when we come to Zion, he is the living God. He is the God that is alive. He is an active God. In Zion, you understand what I'm talking about? So in Zion, he is a living God. I live in the city where God is active. Baby, I'm a teno eho. Upe se ohun se de nyame ye nyo ma eho na oba. So the Bible said in Psalm 82, he says, God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judged among the gods. He says that, why is it that you are there and the fatherless are being destroyed? Why is it that you are there and those who are helpless, they are getting molested? Go there quickly. Then he says that he standing in the congregation of the mighty. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. God doesn't sit down. He stands. See, there's a difference between sitting down and standing up. It's a Bible language. It's not like sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up. You know, the Bible says that in Hebrews, that the priest, when they are offering their sacrifices, they standeth daily. Standeth daily means that their work never finishes. So they are always actively doing something. That's the word stand. And the Bible says when Jesus had finished offering himself, he sat down at the right hand of God to connote that the work was finished. So that's the difference between sitting down and standing up. So when the Bible says that God stands in the congregation, it simply means active service. So God stands in the congregation of the mighty means that in the congregation of the mighty, God is always actively engaging them for something to be done. Come on, are we together in this place now? Then he says, he judged among the gods. The word gods there is Elohim. Alright, he's not talking about your family shrine. No, so that's why the verse 6 tells you, ye are gods, you are Elohim. In other words, you are partners of God. With the life of God, with the character of God, with the nature of God, and with the ability of God. So he stands there and he judges. He judges means he reasons. He reasons with the mighty. Then look at what God says. Go to verse 2. How long will you judge unjustly? Do you understand? Then he says, and accept persons of the wicked. Defend the poor. So God is telling the mighty, defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Next verse. Deliver the poor and needy and take them out of the hand of the wicked. You are going, you meet somebody whose life has been so demonically possessed. They don't even have their freedom. They want to be free, but they can't. And when God stands in the congregation of the mighty, hey, go and snatch them out of the hand of the wicked. We have what it takes to pull them out of the hand of the wicked. Glory to God.
You meet somebody whose life has been tattered, broken by family spirit, by whatever shrine, by whatever altar, by whatever, whatever. The Bible says you have what it takes to pull them out of the hand of the enemy. So you know how Jesus put it. Jesus says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils. Glory to God. Some say, hey, there are some demons. If you are not grown in the spirit, they will come and enter you. I am in the city of the living. Of the living. God, of the living. So he says, verse 5. They know not. So he says, the reason why they are broken and shattered is that they don't know. Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundation of the earth are out of course. Next verse. I have said, ye are gods. Someone say, I bring healing. Hallelujah. So we are in the city of the living God. Hallelujah. The heavenly Jerusalem. To the company of innumerable angels. When we were in senior high school, there was this guy who was preaching in the school, making noise before I got to the school. You know, in level two, what do they call the form two? And I'll just be in the class and I'll hear things the young boy is preaching, and you know, and all of that. And I say, God, they've been crazy, you know. So one time he happened to be in my meeting. And you know, after the meeting, he came to me and say, "Those times I had now SHS, I'm from there. Send a man of God, and I'm from there. yeah, Mr. Higher Life or something. I don't even know. Yeah, Higher Life. So Mr. Higher Life, yeah. Please, can I talk to you? You know, they have this very awesome humility. I said, oh yes, please. So you meet with humility, you will get humility. I said, oh yes, please. You know, and he was really." Self-acclaimed something in the school. I'm telling you, like everybody, a lot of people were following him. So, you know, and then he said, when you were preaching, I saw two angels. One here, one here. So, I said, so initially I'm like, oh, okay. So, yeah, two angels. And the Spirit of God told me that God has increased your authority. And I started getting angry. You see that girl that went to Paul and said that, oh, these are the people of God. They have come to show us salvation. Initially, Paul was like, okay, yeah, no problem. As he continued, he was getting irritated. And I said, listen, you didn't see anything. And if you saw, you need help. You need help. How dare you see only two angels around me? How? How? Of all the angels that are around me, you are seeing only two. How? You can't see far. So he was really embarrassed. Now I said, let's get into the Bible. So he had this short Bible. I said, open to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. Read it out loud. You know, and I was lingering, but I'm very bold. I said, to the company of innumerable angels. What is the meaning of innumerable? Angelic worship, see. You know. You know, but I could say, oh, maybe then me will see Kabofo. See, there's so much ignorance in the church, eh? And foolish people are giving so much credence. I'm telling you, how on earth do you single out one so called angel, which is a demon, angel, so and so, and I'm not the way are Bible say innumerable. You know what I'm talking about? So it is people who don't know these things that fancy those things. It doesn't go anywhere. Angel kum kum, angel kan kan. Listen, the Bible says, where you are, the angels are innumerable. And we are not worshiping them. When you read Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, the Bible says they are all ministering spirit. They are servicing spirit that serve the children of God. Right there in the book. You demote yourself if you worship any angel. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a demotion.
Angels are to serve you. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that they wait at the word of God, at the command of the word of God to perform. And that's why when we speak God's word, the best way to put angels to work is to be speaking the word of God. And all of those things. When you say these things, you incapacitate your angels. Yeah. So you talk the word. You blow the word. Sometimes when it looks like you are in a jam, you blow the word. Yeah, because listen, the Bible says Jesus was exceedingly sorrowful unto death. And he was in prayer. He was saying one thing: God, if this is your will, if it's not, will let this thing pass. If it's your will, Lord, not my will, but your will. Not my will, your will. And he would say something in Hebrews, as it's written in Hebrews, I came to do your will, oh God. I came to do your will, oh God. This is heavy, but I came to do your will, oh God. And the Bible says, and angels came and they ministered strength to him.
Hey, I'm weak. Hey, from today, yesterday, now, I've not been able to rise up. I don't even know whether God loves me or not. Hey, all this my life. Hey, will I be able to finish school? I don't know. My fees are not paid.
Me, I'm telling you, last, one day to exam, my fees are not paid. I'm still joyful. Because I will write, except I don't want to write. Metric. You won't see me. You can mention names and my name is not there. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. No, listen. We, in senior high school, we went to pray and then Catholic school. I went to the field. Hey, then they came again. They came to meet us. I said, ah, is it not this boy that signed the bond? You know. Then we wrote, what was that? The thing that they wrote, statement or something like that. Then they would take it to DC. So we wrote it like that. And I had been told, when we get you again, we will sack you from the school. You know. And then we wrote all these things and it was there. So one day we're there, and I started hearing the names. Janet Owusua. If you hear your name, come to DC. When we went to write the thing, I was telling some of the brothers there, this thing, my own, I will send an angel to come and pick it out. They won't see it. Yeah. That was that. Almost born in Sinina, but Loki, my heart, me tune down my heart, you know. So when they finished messing the name, then I heard, thank you. Yeah. My name was not there. They said, I did not pick it. Praise God. You call Leomu. The real cause of the problem. I was in the class. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. So you say things. You speak negative words. You incapacitate your angels. See, look at that. He says, are they not? No, go to verse 12. I'll close right now. I don't want to preach again. I don't feel like preaching today. Hallelujah. I don't want to preach. I don't want to. Go to 10. I think it should be somewhere around 10. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. Talking about Jesus. Glory to God. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they shall all wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shall thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand, until I make thy enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirit? The word ministry means serving spirit. Are they not all serving spirit sent forth to serve them who shall be heirs of salvation? So angels are serving spirit. They are not gods to be worshipped. That's why throughout scripture, if anybody made a mistake of calling an angel Lord, then the angel says, don't call me Lord. I am not to be served. And your Michael, and your Rabbi, and your Sula, and your Pampa, and your Momo, and your all of that. No, it doesn't make any sense. Hallelujah. we are in the city of the living God to the company of innumerable angels. Don't let anybody take you captive by their so-called whatever revelation they have. No, you won't get me. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm telling you. I've done that to a couple of people. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, because the moment I believe what is not true, I accept it. I denounce God's word. Hallelujah. Yeah, I have angels all around me. Praise the name of the Lord. I have those who are responsible for healings. I have those who are responsible. Bring me prophetic words. Hallelujah. They serve me. So when you worship angels, you have been demoted. You know why? The Spirit of God is in you. You cannot have the Spirit of God and bow down to an angel. So man in his natural self, in his sinful state, angels are higher than. So he says that, what is man that you are mindful of? You made him a little lower than the angels, but you have crowned him. When the crowning comes, you are not lower. Praise God. It is the Spirit of Jesus that is in you. Angels that make Jesus bow down to Jesus. So you cannot have the Spirit of Jesus and bow down to an angel. It's an error in authority. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. It's like somebody has been sent by the president and he gets to where the president has been sent and he begins to talk like one of the members there. It's not because I'm, no, it's not me, but the spirit that's inside me. Have you ever cast out a demon before? And a demon is an ancient spirit. And maybe a young girl. The way the demon will insult you. Somebody will look at you and say, in the name of Jesus, out. You say, how old are you? I remember one time, Daddy was casting out a demon. And, you know, say, in the name of Jesus, he said, stop. Do you know me? I'm 2,000 years old. I'm older than you. Then Daddy said, you are 2,000 years old. You know the one that is in me. He's called the Ancient of Days. Come on! Foolish. You are 2,000 years old in today. You know? And it's not a lie. Because demons, they don't die. So all the demons we are dealing with now, they are the same demon Jesus casted. They are the same demon Paul Dems they casted. And almost, they are just coming to, you know, they will just be there. When they find somewhere, then they enter. When they find somewhere, then they enter. So you don't bow down to an angel. So I don't bow down to angels. Angels serve me. I know some of you don't want to say it. The word angel simply means messengers. Messenger, a messenger spirit. A spirit that has been sent to deliver to you. So you don't serve them.
We trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawom, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.